All right, really happy now to be talking with Hamilton Wenham girls tennis coach Joel Maher and one of his players. We'll get to that, Lisette Leonard. We'll get to her in just a second. But in the first place, good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing well. And obviously, you guys are doing pretty well. Last time we talked, it was headed toward the end of the season. And before we talk about the tournament, which you guys are rapidly running through here, tell me a little bit about the end of the season and where you guys finished up, because I'm looking at the standings here, the power rankings and so on, and there are three or four teams in the Cape Ann League that are pretty highly ranked.
Yeah, we finished our regular season 18-0, which was the first undefeated season for the girls program in school history. We won our first Cape Ann League title in 20 years, so it was a lot of excitement, and along the way we had to beat some really good teams in the league, including Manchester and Linfield, who are still in the tournament at the D4 level. We also had a nice big win against Newburyport, which is the number one ranked team in Division 3. So Cape Ann League is really faring well in the tournament, tennis-wise, and so we're excited to still be a part of it.
Coach, introduce me to your player.
All right, on the phone is Captain Lisette Leonard, one of our doubles players extraordinaire.
Lisette, tell me a little bit about this senior year, because as captain, I know when you go into a sports team as a freshman, whether you make varsity or not, you're looking up to these kids, and it looks so far down the road, the end of high school. But here it is. So tell me a little bit about your feelings this year. First of all, just all that you guys have been through as seniors.
Yeah, as a senior, you know, this year, it's honestly been pretty amazing overall. I mean, it's bittersweet, of course, like, you know, high school's ending and you're sad to see all your friends go, but I'm ready for the new chapter. I felt Hamilton Wenham has prepared me well for this new chapter. And I'm also excited to see all my friends during tennis too, you know, like,
yeah.
Even though I was sad to say goodbye during senior year, I knew I would see some of my friends during senior year too, like all the other seniors, so that's fun as well.
Well, you know, you talk about the seniors, but, you know, as a senior captain, according to Coach Maher, when I've talked to him, you have a really strong underclass team, at the top of the list here. Tell me, how was it for you as a senior to work with the younger kids coming on, the freshmen, the sophomores, and so on? Because you have that responsibility as a senior, but on the other hand, you know, you've earned your spot.
Right, yeah, exactly. Working with the underclassmen is just amazing. I feel like as a team, we're very close, very tight-knit. And, you know, I always try to be a role model and lead by example, as Mr. Maher tells me, but I have full confidence in our team to, you know, be focused in and really want this win. And, you know, all I try to do is really keep each other, us close, and keep us focused as a captain.
Coach, how do you rely on your captains? What is their role other than, doing the best they can on the court? But how do you look at captains in your sport?
So first and foremost, they're the ones that get us going before every practice and every game. You know, they take care of the stretching and the warming up and get us going. But they're also there are leaders in many ways. There are vocal leaders. They're the ones that are always, you know, cheering each other on and getting the team, you know, hyped up before the match. But, you know, the four captains that I have this year, you know, we have 13 seniors, so this is an unbelievable group of kids. You know, they're great leaders. They're great kids. I'm so happy that, you know, they're playing tennis with me on the team. But, you know, Sky Jara, who's our number one player, who's a fantastic talent. I know how much she looks up to these girls and how much she's going to miss them next year when they're gone, because when Sky was a freshman, they really took her under her wing and made her really feel a part of something special. And, you know, Sky's the anchor of our team. And now we have Naomi and they, you know, as a freshman, and they've embraced her the same way. So as Lisette said, like, this is really a close-knit group. They have a lot of fun together. We have a lot of laughs. And I think that's a big part of our success is their leadership.
Well, you know, to have fun. Of course, winning is fun. Lisette, you guys haven't had a whole lot of competition over the course of the year. How do you stay sharp? Do you stay sharp by competing against each other in practices?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, we do stay sharp by pitting our best players against each other. You know, we do really hard drills in practice. Even Mr. Marr will hop in and play us, and, you know, that definitely keeps us sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, I would say that the teams we play against, like, we do scrimmage against really difficult teams as well. Like, we scrimmaged against Austin Prep and such, but that will also keep us sharp. But also, Mr. Marr's, like, coaching skills, and also assistant coach Jack Leary, he always really keeps us with his drills and stuff. I always feel sharp and ready to go before a game.
I want to get to the tournament in just a second, Lisette, but let me ask you about your senior year otherwise, academics and so on, and what the next step is. What has been your most gratifying moment, or at least performance or whatever, academically, and what is next for you?
Oh, so one of my most gratifying academic moments is this year I received the Mary Lou Thompson Scholarship Award, and that was just amazing. I mean, my mom, my sister knew her, like, personally even, and I always heard stories about her, so I felt really, really grateful to receive that award, and it, like, I don't know, almost, like, validated my 4 years of hard work. And then next year, I'm off to Penn State.
Well, congratulations. My daughter just graduated from Drexel down in Philadelphia, and you're going to get a fantastic, fantastic experience at Penn State, certainly out in the western part of the state. And congratulations on your award and your achievements. That's really cool. What do you want to study?
I'm going to be studying information science and applied data science.
All right. Coding, you must be good in math as well, I presume.
Yes.
All right. I was a math teacher for a long time at Gloucester High School, so that's great. I love it. All right. Coach, tell me about the tournament, because you don't lose many sets. And I see, you know, 1, 2, 3 there in singles, man, all shutouts again. Tell me how the tournament has progressed for you.
Yeah, so we started by playing Mohawk Trail, which was I'd never really heard of. It's a rural school way out in Western Mass, and you know, it was a fun experience for both teams. They you know, being way out in Western Mass, it was cute. They don't get the opportunity to be near the shoreline too often, so they actually went to the beach before the match.
Okay, yep.
It was awesome. They said, you know, we don't get out here too much, so we had a great match against them. We fared well. And yesterday we played a very strong Bromfield team. But we're really clicking on all cylinders right now. You know, our singles just played outstanding yesterday. I think we lost, you know, one or two games in total. And our doubles were just as sharp. You know, I'm trying to figure out what the best doubles lineup is, because we have so much talent. You know, we're looking good, and we have Sturgis West tomorrow, which, by all accounts, looks like they have very strong singles players. So they've lost the doubles matches in each of the past two matches in the state tournament, but they've swept the singles. So it's going to be a good test for our singles players to get us to the Final Four.
All right, and I'm trying to see here, is there a time on that already posted or not?
Yeah, we're going to be playing at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Gordon College. We do have, just because they're traveling so far, if we do get some bad weather, we're going to move it to the Manchester Athletic Club.
Okay. All right. And, Lisette, let's go back to you. The transition, or is there a transition from singles to doubles? And if so, how do you do that? Do you work with different partners? Do you try to have the same partner each time? How does Coach work that with you? I'm just trying to figure out how you play doubles. That's all.
A transition from singles to doubles?
Yeah, I mean, is it difficult to go from singles to doubles, or, you know, how does that work?
So Lisette's a primary singles, doubles player, so maybe just talk about your doubles experience.
There you go. Thanks, Coach.
Okay. So, yeah, I primarily play doubles because, I don't know, I've always loved playing doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, as Coach said, there is so much talent in doubles. Like, it's so fun because, oh, as speaking to keeping sharp, I feel there is a lot of talent on this team. And Coach will always just play us with different partners and really kind of keep us on our toes. Like, in practice, we'll always rotate on who we play with, so I don't get kind of comfortable with one partner almost. But we're all friends on a team, so mm-hmm. it doesn't even really matter anyways. He'll always just try out best combinations and stuff like that. And I always feel well-prepared before a match, as I said, because of Coach Leary and Coach Marr.
Yeah, let me go back to you, Coach. The difference between singles and doubles, explain that to me and how you decide or how the kids themselves sort themselves out and then how you match people up on doubles, because obviously, you know, different strengths with different athletes. So how do you do that? How do you filter who's singles, who's doubles, and then how you pair them up?
So just, you know, by the MIA states that your top two players on the team through challenge matches have to play one and two singles. So early in the year, we kind of shake that out, you know, who is going to be our top two players, and that was Sky and Naomi this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, the only other thing that is you have to abide by is your first doubles team has to be better than your second doubles team. And, you know, a lot of it is just finding, you know, what chemistry is working between the kids, you know, what strengths, you know, how do they complement each other, which has been hard this year, as Lissette said. Like, we have so many talented kids that, you know, our people that aren't playing in the top seven in any given match would probably be starting on 95% of the teams in the state. You know,
wow,
we're that
yeah.
strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard because I know I have a lot of kids that want to play that aren't in the lineup in a given day, and that's been my challenge this year as a coach is, you know, how do I keep 21 girls involved? And I'm proud to say that, you know, we did have 21 kids start in matches this year, and, you know, 19 of them had wins, so it hopefully was a good experience for everyone involved. But it's a lot just finding the chemistry, you know, complement each other, who's playing well at a given time, and, you know, we go from there. And I think at this point in the season, we've definitely found chemistry between partners, but, you know, we have a solid 8, 9, 10 kids that I have to, you know, figure out that doubles rotation. And Chloe Gern has really settled into the third singles. She's had a few injuries this year, so Lainey Wilkins has stepped up when needed, and she's played fabulous, and she's going to be a big part of next year's future.
Well, finally, Lissette, as captain of the Generals, you're going down. Let's say you're going to go talk to the eighth graders coming in. They're now ninth graders as they end the school year. What would you tell them overall about your experience at Hamilton Wenham High School?
Overall, my experience at Hamilton Wenham High School, I would tell them that this is a great community you're about to be entering. You know, it may be scary because I was definitely scared from going from this little middle school to this big high school, but
mm-hmm.
I'd say keep an open mind, try your best, and really focus on the connections you're going to make with people this 4 years, because those aren't just things you're going to lose. I think those are lifelong, personally.
Wow. Okay. Coach, whenever I talk to these student-athletes, I know we're in good hands. They're going to save us from ourselves, and your captain here is no exception. What final thoughts do you have, Joe?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to Lissette for getting up this morning. And she's, Lissette's a special one. You know, all these girls are great, but Lissette really gets our energy going. She's kind of the vocal one of the team, you know, and just a real fun person that people love to be around, and she's a lot of the glue that keeps us together, along with all the other 12 seniors. But it's a group that I'm going to miss a lot. Awesome group that we have, and that's why it's special, because, you know, it's just a little more time we get to spend with each other.
Right. Well, let's keep it going. Hopefully I can talk with you again on Monday or sometime next week, Joe.
That'd be great. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Thank you, Coach, and thank you, Lissette. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. That is Lissette Leonard, the captain of the Hamilton Wenham Generals tennis, girls tennis team, and their coach, Joe Marr. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.